Welcome, listeners. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's about that time. You feel me? Yes, folks. Welcome to Forever Hot Topics. It's definitely going down. we winding down 2011. About to kick off 2012 with so much new information for you and all. So it's definitely a show you don't want to miss. It's all kind of things that's going to be going on tonight's show. Of course, there's going to be lots of updates, of course, that, you know, Trey Love Radio, you know, we have in store. We're thinking about doing a new segment and, you know, doing some changes. You know, I've been getting suggestions and all kind of stuff in my inbox on Facebook. So if you've been a faithful listener, you've been listening to the show, and you have any suggestions or any comments or anything, any ideas on what should be changed for year 2012, feel free to inbox your girl on Facebook, Forever the Realist. That's Forever the Realist, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the Realist. IST at the end with no spaces in between. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, inbox your girl and tell me what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Share your ideas and your views, you know? So tonight, the topic is keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you agree? Now, this is a saying that's been said for many, many years, probably before my time. And, you know, present, and I'm sure beyond. And, you know, it's a lot of different views, a lot of different, you know, ways people see that saying. Me, honestly, I will share all of my opinions during my moment of the show. But for right now, that is the topic of the show, keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you agree? If you want to call in and share your views on the topic, the number to call is 310-861-2317. Yes, yes. So much in store for 2012. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down. In the spaceship tonight, causing mayhem in cyberspace, I got two very hot, talented artists that's going to bless the presence here on Forever Hot Topics tonight. I'm going to begin with my boy Venom. He's a producer, artist, he's a writer, and he's an actor. You know what I'm saying? Wearing many hats in the entertainment industry. And I'm also going to have my boy Kid Bam, a wonderful, talented artist. He's going to be in a spaceship, so I'm going to be playing that hot, raw music that they both have to offer and be sharing lots of information that they both have to share. So you definitely don't want to miss out on this hot show tonight. Yes, indeed, because it's yet another Monday and it's going down on Forever Hot Topics. You dig? Yes, and so for every show, you know, your girl always have to give recognition to my boy Tupac, R.I.P.Z. You know what I'm saying? He will always be alive here on Block Talk Radio, and I'm sure many other places and hearts and bodies and et cetera, et cetera. But for the main part, of course, I would love to keep Tupac alive on my show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and bless the listeners right now with Ain't Nothing But a Gangsta Party. My nigga Tupac featuring Snoop D-O-double-G, baby. You better know it. Turn it up.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
Oh, shit.
You done fucked up, man.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these stupid. You might be deep in this game, but
got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino, like Bugsy Siegel, and do it all illegal, and get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas the dime for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony, I never stop bailing me. Motherfucking G, if you got better floor, another woman. Two of them every smoke won't.
Check.
going down right now on Forever Hot Topic. You like how I rock it? Because this is how we do it. You feel me? Yes, yes, folks. That was my girl, Maia Campbell, with her single, Queen of the Night. Check out the interview with my girl, Maia Campbell, on last week's show. You know what I'm saying? You can keep up with her on Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc. My girl's coming back with a bang, and she's doing it mighty big. You know what I'm saying? Yes, another night, folks. Mayhem Monday. It's going down on Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you agree? Call in, share your views, 310-861-2317. It's about that time, folks. It's time to get out them pens and them pads because it's about that time. I got my boy, Venom, in the mother spaceship tonight, folks.
Yes.
What's up, Venom? What's going on?
Oh, man, what's going on? Forever beautiful, man. You got your boy, Young Venom, is YV, and I got that rare swag. And right now, we in this bitch bareback. And I want to give a shout-out, man, first and foremost. She laughs, you like that? Man, first and foremost, before we get this started, Trevor, let me go ahead and take my time to thank God. I want to thank God, man, you know what I'm saying, because without him, nothing is possible, you know what I'm saying? Everything
Absolutely.
Is thankful, you know what I'm saying, thank God right there. And second of all, I want to give a big, big, big shout-out to Forever right now for having me on the show right now. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying, folks? Let me tell you how I met my boy Venom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, your boy is definitely a swaggerific fella. You know what I'm saying? He's up on stage
mm-hmm.
doing his thing, doing what he do best. You know what I'm saying? He's very,
yeah.
you know, dedicated to what he's doing. You know, he got a lot in store for you folks for tonight. So
Absolutely.
I'm like, all right, well, I got to have my boy on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because it's important to me, you know, for you talented artists that's underground to be heard. So if I got the tools,
mm-hmm.
it's like, why not? You feel me?
Absolutely.
Why
not? Take advantage of this right here, man. If you guys out there trying to get yourself out there, man, take advantage right now, man. She's helping you guys out, man. Believe that.
Yes. And that also leads me into my movement that I got cracking for 2012 is Get It In, Support a Friend. You know, I'm sure you know Venom as a West Coast artist. Like, the problem with the West Coast I see is that we don't have, like, no strong backbone. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot
mm-hmm.
of haters. Everybody want this. Everybody want that. Nobody trying to help nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm trying to start this movement, you know, Get It In, Support a Friend. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
mm-hmm.
needs to be doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about
talent.
That's what's going to speak up at the end of the day, you know?
Absolutely. You know, if we come together and combine as a fist, you know what I'm saying, we can really put this shit down. You know what I'm saying? As long as everybody keeps trying to be harder than the next, man, it ain't about being harder. You know, we all got talent out here. What is about is coming together now, making this music, making this money. You know what I'm saying? You go down south, you see everybody support everybody, and everybody fuck with each other. We can do that out here, too, you know what I'm saying? Put the gangbang on the side. Red and blue make green, you feel me? So let's get this money, man, you know what I'm saying? Let's put all the bullshit to the
okay.
side. Everybody come together. Let's get this money. Let's get the West Coast back where we need to be at, you know what I mean?
Church. Y'all heard
Church.
That? You know, I got my little swagger, you know what I'm saying? Your girl's at the 2011 Players Ball, so you know your girl got a little swagger on deck. You know, I'm trying. So, Venom, my nigga Venom is in a spaceship, peoples. You better turn it up because it's about that time. You know, I just want you right now, Venom, to tell the listeners right now, you know what I'm saying, who is Venom? And, you know, why the name, a little bit of history about yourself.
Young Venom is YV, man. I'm just a extraordinary, you know, type of guy, man. I ain't that different. Nobody else is that far doing me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Really Will Gang for all the features on the new CD, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Coaches ENT, my nigga YBMF, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Iceberg, Showcase, Great Dane, you know what I'm saying? Free my nigga Babu, he's doing time right now for being a real one, you know what I'm saying? Free my nigga, let him out, you know what I'm saying? And with that said, this is all about COE, cash over everything, man. It's COE or nothing right now, you feel me? So we in this motherfucker, man. I write, you know what I'm saying? I produce tracks, I act, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I got my hand in just about every pot I can put my hand in, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like an octopus right now. So if it's about generating some money, you know what I'm saying? I'm all with it, you know what I mean? That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? And if you see me out there on the streets, man, I ain't no Hollywood type of nigga, you know what I'm saying? Come holler at your boy, man, for real, you know what I'm saying? I got the studio cracking right now. Me and Faye about to do something right now, you know what I'm saying? Look out for the new mixtape dropping on New Year's. New Year's Day, you know what I'm saying? YBMF. And me and YBMF, you know what I'm saying? We're about to drop a CD right now on New Year's called Over the Wall Mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Nothing but hard hits over the wall. We ain't nothing in the park. You feel me? All home runs. Believe that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing a lot right now. I'm trying to stay active and trying to give people something to listen to, you know what I'm saying? Come out with something new every 2 months, you know what I'm saying? Just show you I'm dedicated to my craft and how I do this shit, you know? That's what it
is,
man.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I hear you mention COE, you know, cash over everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
cash
yes.
over everything, ENT. And, you know, I'm just curious to know, like, so how long has that been out and about, you know? How long has COE been out?
I traded Mark COE in 2008 with ASCAP. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're out there thinking about biting my shit, you know what I'm saying? Get some dentures first. Get you some motherfucking dentures first because it ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Crack the fake teeth before you try to bite my shit.
Yeah,
it's a movement. You know what I'm saying? All my niggas behind me.
Be professional, people. Tell them something.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Get your own swag. You know what I mean? We pushing this shit though, you know what I'm saying? I got a few artists that I'm about to put out right now, you know what I'm saying? Great Dane, shout out my nigga Great Dane, my nigga Showcase, you know what I'm saying? Iceberg, we out here, you know what I'm saying? Cash over everything, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't about money, it ain't about nothing, you feel me?
Hello, if a lot of people understand that, I mean, hey, recession would be nothing if a lot of people knew that, but you know.
Exactly.
Hey.
Ain't no excuse for being
that topic
if
is so broad. That's a whole nother topic.
You feel me?
For real, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No excuse for being a broke nigga, you know? So it's all about
the
cash.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I definitely feel you. Feel you there. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel you there. So where are you from?
I'm born and raised right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the Midwest. I fuck with down south. I fuck with each and every one of them fuckers from the West Coast, but I'm born here, born and raised out here, baby. You know what I'm saying? West Coast till I die, you feel me? On everything.
West
I love
Coast
my niggas.
Till
I love my niggas. On everything. You notice everybody trying to be like us, you feel me? Everything we come out with and everything we start, everybody else tend to, you know, follow behind, which is okay. But you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
From, you know what I mean?
I mean, but what you're saying, I mean, is real talk, though, because, I mean, I sometimes feel, you know, boil in my blood sometimes because it's like the West Coast, honestly, man, and I'm just being real, like, we ain't getting the recognition that we deserve. Like, all the people that's out here, like Snoop Dogg and Dre and et cetera, that paved the way for many people like us, I just feel like it should be so much more brought to the table. Like, the West Coast right now should have mainstream motherfucking artists right now, like, hitting motherfucking million-dollar deals. And that's why I don't understand it. I really don't.
And what it comes down to, too, also, is it's these radio stations, you know what I'm saying? We got to get back on top of our radio stations out here, people, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go mainstream. You ain't got to make no pop music to get on the radio, you feel me? You just need to start supporting our West Coast artists, you know what I mean? You go everywhere else, they support their artists, you feel me? Even out here, we playing a lot of down south, a lot of, you know what I'm saying? We playing everybody else's music, and you probably hear 2 to 3 songs a day from the West Coast, you feel me? And that's only from the top names. We got so much talent out here, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's about how you grinding, too. You feel me? You got to grind, too, because ain't nobody going to knock on your door and actually you want a deal, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody going to bring a check to your front door. So you got to get out here, people. You got to grind, you feel me? Go through these shows, even when it seems like it ain't nothing. Get out here, do these shows, you know what I'm saying? Take the opportunity to work with as many people as you can and get yourself out there, you feel me? You got to get yourself heard, man. You know? That's what that shit about, you know?
Definitely. I mean, so with all the things that, you know, that you come about, you know, I'm sure on this journey to become who you are, like, what keeps you dedicated? Like, what make you want to become this icon, this person that's in the music industry or in the entertainment industry, period?
what made me want to do the things that I do, I have to say, first and foremost, that I have to be just being a kid and listening to my older sister bumping music that she bumped. And, you know what I'm saying? Seeing the expressions they put on her face and the feeling that it made her feel, you know what I'm saying? Just a happy, joyful, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying, for doing what he do. Ice Cube, E-40, Too Short, you know what I'm saying? Busta Rhymes, I'm a big T.I. fan, you know what I'm saying? But even when I was little, you know, I used to like Chris Cross, you know what I'm saying? Chris Cross was young, they was up there doing their thing. And you know what I'm saying? They changed the way. They paved the way for a lot of niggas like me. You know what I'm saying? So I got to get in their things. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, that's very interesting, though.
There's people like that that make a nigga want to go hard. You feel me? Because I feel like if they can do it, why can't I? You know what I mean? So
the reaction that the music had gave your sister. And, you know, so I definitely, I mean, that's something that's sacred and dear. You know what I'm saying? So when you see the reaction of someone that's dear to you, and then you take in the craft and you make millions feel the same, like through your music, like I think that's a powerful thing, you know?
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? Just putting this music out there. I love music with a passion, you feel me? Even if I don't get signed, if I don't end up doing what I'm going to do it to the day I die, you feel me? I might be the only 67-year-old motherfucker out here still rapping and doing shows and shit like that, you feel me? Would I get a dime for it? I just love this shit, you feel me? So that's what pushed me. I'm really self-motivated in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I hear something, I feel like I can do better. So that's what always keep pushing me, you know what I mean? If I put out one CD and I feel like I half-assed on half of the song, I'm going to come out with another CD that's going to be harder than that, you feel me? And so forth and so forth. I'm always pushing myself, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, all I got is me, you feel me, and my family. So I gotta be self-motivated, and I got to push myself through this shit, you know what I mean? I can't depend on nobody else.
Huh. And you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. That's how you get a lot of shit done. Like, best believe that.
Uh-huh.
Best believe that. You know what I'm saying? And, you're doing your music thing, and I must say, like, you're doing it mighty swell, you know what I'm saying? And I listened to a couple of your songs, and I know you gave me a CD and everything, and me and my boy had a chance to listen to it. So, like, people know, like, when you putting out there your CDs and your music and your craft, just know that people is out there listening. People out there listening, people out there got opinions, you know what I'm saying? And I must say, though, Ben, I'm like, you on some different type shit. Like, you're a fresh breath of air when it comes to the, like, you know, when it comes down to music, you know what I'm saying? You hear this shit over and over on the radio, and that's why I love doing this show, because it just opens up your mind, you know, to all kind of different artists, you know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling this song Statement. You know what I'm saying? I think Statement is very hot, you know what I'm saying? And I want to bless the listeners right now.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into that right now. Matter of fact, she about to bless you guys, pet you, with this new single, Statement. It's off the My Shit Bang mixtape. You can go get it off of Reverb Nation, download it, you know what I'm saying? You can contact me. I'll bring it to your doorstep personally if you need that, you know what I mean? If you know, computer access, anything like that. And, you know what I'm saying? It's doing pretty good, man. I just dropped this about a good month ago, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, enjoy it, listen to it, download it, you know, as many times as you can. Get it for your grandmother, your little sisters, your nieces, nephews. It's a good Christmas present. You know what I mean? And here we in here, man. For real.
And that's definitely what it is. You heard it from your boy, yourself, Venom.
Yes,
check out right now this hot single, Statement. Turn it up.
Yeah.
On some Yokohama tie, eyeballs lost like a motherfucking fly. I hop up out that bitch, bitches all on my tie. That money coming in, so I get what I acquire. Niggas claim the truth, but they some motherfucking lie. I swear to God, I'm hotter than the motherfucking pie. Every time you see me, a nigga probably high. You bitches love a nigga, cause I stay butterfly. No doubt, I be the little nigga everybody talking about. If she ain't acting right, make the bitch. bitch walk it out. Back and forth to Houston, that shit had my pockets poking out. Now I'm rock clean, got them looking like an open house. Every time you see me, probably got a dime with me in that black on white Rover. I call that bitch Whitney. My tie's going bald, I just call it going Britney.
My tie's going bald, he just call it going Britney.
I'ma ride like Osama and I put that on my mama. I swear these niggas hate me like some people hate Obama. I'ma ride with the llama, leave these niggas in a trauma unit. Leave these niggas wetter than a sauna. I get myself into it, get myself a proper problem. Giving 10 to my lawyer like, throw it at your honor. Little nigga hungry, used to beat up like piranhas. And my swag super stupid like I got my own designer. I'm a kush blowing bottle poppin', swear you ain't gon' find another nigga on my level, on my green like he Honda. Talk about the green cause I'm on it like iguanas. 919, shut out my nigga drama. What up the Great Dane, feed my nigga bad boo. Tryna make him turn state, but we no snitching ain't cool. Put up the Great Dane, free my nigga bad boo. Tryna make him turn state, but we no snitching ain't cool. What's up?
My shit fame, mixtape, volume 1.
And you better know it. Hey.
Yes, yes, yes. There's something
That's
for the people.
Right.
There's something for the people.
Something for the people. Won't you let the people know again what that mixtape is about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Young Venom, ESYV, My Shit Bang. Once again, you can go on Reverb Nation, check it out. Man, I got videos up on YouTube, man. Go on the Facebook page. Just support your boy. Man, I'm out here trying to make it, you know what I'm saying? Just like everybody else, man. I'm trying to make it, man, like a free throw, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's your boy, man. Oh, man.
That's definitely what it do. You know what I'm saying? So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, your original album. And I'm just curious to know, because I know you're a producer also. Like, did you do any of the instrumentals on this album, on your original album, Time to Eat?
Oh, yeah. From track 1 all the way down to track 16. That's all me right there. Every single album,
man,
every single song on the album is all me. Oh, yeah,
that's
better believe
it,
better believe it. You know what I'm saying? I got 3 CDs out with all the beats that I've done, actually. You know what I'm saying? That's a Time to Eat. I got Grindaholics, and I got Big Money, Big Motors. And all those right there, mixtapes produced by me, written by me. And, you know what I mean? I'm out here, man. I don't slack for a minute. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not rapping on the microphone, I'm doing a beat. If I'm not doing that, I'm trying to get in somebody commercial on somebody's TV show. You know what I'm saying? If not that, I'm trying to holler at Forever and get on the radio show. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Forever, man. She's doing her shit, man.
What it do all day. And thank you so much, Venom. I definitely appreciate the recognition and everything. Like, that's just such an honor to me. You know what I'm saying? Big time. So I know that you're doing your little acting thing, too. You know what I'm saying? I want to know a little bit about that. So you're doing your acting thing. Give us a little bit of history about that and upcoming things that you're planning on doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But as far as upcoming, I'm trying to get into whatever I can get my hands into. I got the agent right now. I just hooked up with the agent about 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to get my foot in the door. And it actually was a fluke because I was taking my cousin on a video shoot. They was looking for a gangster for the Alicia Keys Unthinkable video. And I'm in the waiting room, you know, chopping it up, clowning around with my cousin. I guess they like a nigga swag or what it was, you know what I'm saying, what it wasn't. And, you know, the man told me to sign up. This and that. I didn't have no agent at the time, you know what I'm saying. So he told me to sign up, and we auditioned and whatnot. I went hard as I do with everything I do. And they liked me, so they gave me a call. We shot the video. And what was we at? Peru, California. And, I mean, it was beautiful, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to meet Alicia Keys. And originally going to the video shoot, I was supposed to be an extra. And once I got there, the director liked what he seen. He seen something he liked, and he ended up taking the guy who was playing her brother and booted him like a field goal and put me in there. So, you know, it was all good. You know, I ended up playing her brother, and it was a 3-day shoot. I had a little speaking role, you know what I'm saying? Slid her some music, and it was lovely, man. It was real lovely. So you got to go check that out, man. Shout out to Alicia Keys, too. Swizz Beatz, congratulations on their new baby right now, you know what I'm saying? With the Unthinkable video with Alicia Keys right now. It's out. It's everywhere. Everywhere you can look it up, it's everywhere. Produced by Sony, Dave. And that's me right there. I had my one speaking role. I said, that's my sister, you know what I'm saying? But they really based the video on me because it was a video that was shot in the 50s. It was supposed to take place in the 50s, and it was showing about how racism was you know, basically not allowed out there. And then they changed something up where she was dating a white guy. You know what I'm saying? So me being the overprotective brother, I don't like it. So, you know, we get to a scuffle. You know, I put hands on him during a video, beat him up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Had the fake blood and everything, you know what I'm saying? And basically I had to deal with the fact that she was going to be dating a white guy. And it was, I had fun, man. I can't lie. You know, I had a blast. It was real fun. So that opened up my eyes to the acting. And
everything.
Yeah, then, yeah. To, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to get it, man. You know what I mean? I don't limit myself to anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything at all.
And you
know?
I mean, I definitely agree, and you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. So that's what's up. I mean, acting is a definite good experience. You know, being on set, doing your thing, you know, acting, rapping, all that shit goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be acting in a movie, and then you could do a song to the soundtrack. Are you
exactly.
in a booth? You know, you act accordingly to how you feel. Like I tell artists this all the time, that's like confused on what they should do. Like, do it all.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Use one thing to get one thing cracking. That's what makes you unique, like by using all your powers, using everything that you got. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely feeling that all the way. So good luck with the whole acting thing, you know what I'm saying? I just want to ask you this clear question. Like, if acting and rapping was hanging off of a cliff and you can only save one, which one would you save?
I've been acting, you know, personally since a kid, since I was like maybe 9, 10 years old. Me and the homies always stand in front of a camera, you know what I'm saying, over doing the Martins and the just all kind of comedy. But my passion for music is strong. It's very strong. It's like on the weight bench with like 500 pounds on it, you know what I'm saying? And so I think I would have to say the music, because at the end of the day, I can make a song and listen to that song, and it might take me out of the mind frame I'm in. You know, I might be mad and I go in there and make an angry song. I might be feeling good, go make a good song, or a song about a female. And when I listen to that 10 years from now, I'm going to still feel the same way I felt when I made the song, you know what I mean? And so I think music touches me a little different than acting. So I would definitely have to say the acting. I mean, the music. I would say the music.
Oh, well, that's definitely what it do. I mean, I'm loving that answer.
You know what I'm saying?
I am loving that answer. You know what I'm saying? So I want to play Bankroll. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Featuring your boy, Shiesty. My name is a Bizzle. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing y'all thing.
Big shout out my nigga Shiesty, the whole really real gang, Shy Guy. Everybody over there doing their thing, man. I love these niggas to death. I've been fucking with these niggas for about 4 or 5 years now, man. It's been all good music, you know what I mean? Performing with these dudes. And I love them. They're family, man. They're family.
Man, keep them people around you that's, you know, on the same level, you know, that's trying to do big things. You know what I'm saying? That's trying to soar above and beyond, using the gifts that God gave. And these gifts that God gave us is like worth billions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? So why not stay focused? Stay around these people that's doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So all day. You know what I'm saying? So yes, folks, turn it up real quick, because I'm about to bless you right now. I'm about to play my boy Venom featuring Shiesty. Bankroll. You know what I'm saying? So turn it on up.
Turn that shit down, Daddy.
I be on that bankroll. My money's a gift like wow. If you getting money, you know what I'm talking about. I be on that bankroll. I got papers like the jeans. They keep that gooey shit on bitches green. Let's begin. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down. My chain big, my whip big. Guess what, my dick big. My girlfriend got a girlfriend, she probably fucking yo bitch. My neck stay on frozen, I'm colder than a snow lid. In the club, VIP, you outside with oldies. Fuck a club, bitch, I'ma go and fuck a model. Niggas having drinks, we about to pop some bottles.
got more of, man, that shit ain't even funny. I be running to the cash, but the ass they running from me. Lay her on her back and put this dickhead in her tummy. And they say that money talks, and I be out here on my hustle. Fuck a paycheck, I get stacked in the double. Money kinda funny, and your shit had made me chuckle. Baby, I'm just trying to get it like a Simmons. I be on that bankroll. My money's looking like wild. If you getting money, you know what I'm talking about. I be on that bankroll. I got paper like the gins. And keep that goofy shit on bitches grin. Let's begin. Them two super turned up, begging me to turn it down. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down. Super turned up, begging me to turn it down.
Niggas all about that bankroll. About my bread, let us in my case. So I take euros and yens, cause I'm all about my pesos. Let her dance on the dick like J-Lo. Let her catch her a little bit of mayo. Let her clean out the pipe like Drano. Then right back on the grind like Rayful. Any nigga wanna fight, catch a rifle. Get so much cake, should've been got sick. YBYC, that's another hit. Put back on the Kobe and Michael shit. I'm super turned up so much, and I can't come down at the volumes, bro. Getting money, even if it's dirtier than them Diddy hoes.
I be on that bankroll. My money's looking like wild. If you getting money, you know what I'm talking.
Definitely hot song. You are so naughty. So what provoked that one?
What provoked that one? Shit, my natural ways. I'm a freak. I'm a freak. I ain't gonna deny it. I ain't gonna lie about it. I'm out there. I like sex as everybody should. You know what I'm saying? I love a beautiful female body. Say what?
I said, yeah, you know, I'm agreeing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love a female body, you know what I'm saying? From the hairline on her feet, from the toes on her feet. I love it. I love everything about a female. So that's what pretty much inspired that song. And I just want the girls out there to know that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't just hardcore rapper. I ain't just, you know what I'm saying, lyrical, you know what I'm saying. I got a lot of shit for the females, actually, you know what I'm saying. And what better way to bring them into my world than, you know, let them know how I like doing this shit, you know what I'm saying. So that's where that song came from. Just letting the females into my world and how I like to do it behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying. That's what it is.
Well, that's what it do, because, you know, girls is the biggest fans up out there. I mean, of course, you got, you know, but girls
Absolutely.
Is always going to be buying CDs, like, you know what I'm saying? And so it's definitely important to have something like that for the ladies to feel like, because a lot of women out here love to hear a man's point of view, you know? So it's what's up, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you have the, you know, R. Kelly's and Dreams and
exactly,
Drake's
yeah.
and shit, because they know how to, you know, kindle a woman's fire and desire as far as music
exactly.
is concerned, and that's very important. Very important. So you're very talented, man, and you keep doing your thing because you're definitely off the motherfucking charts. You know what I'm saying? I love your music. Your swag is the business, and your stage presence is magnificent. So even people, if you're out there, you're looking for artists or performer or anything, make sure you hit Venom up. And Venom, can you let the people know right now all the ways they can get in contact with you and all the things, you know, do a little recap, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, for all those slow people that haven't really got on the Facebook and everything like that, I still check my Facebook, even though that sounds funny, you know what I mean? But I still got fans on Facebook that contact me, though. So, you know what I'm saying? The Facebook is Young Venom, at MySpace, I mean, on the MySpace thing. If you still, you know, haven't caught on to everything that's going on in the world, my Facebook is Brad Boyles, and I also have the / at Young Venom, so you might be able to find it like that. So, but Brad Boyles, you know what I'm saying? Go on there, request as a friend, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of hot music on there, some music that I don't have nowhere else, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I put sneak previews up on Facebook, so go on and check my Facebook out. Keep that in mind. I got the Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/YoungVenomIsYV. You can contact me on there, leave a message, download all the music you want to. I got like 26 songs up there. I'm always putting new songs up there every week, you know what I mean? I got the Twitter cracking right now, you know what I'm saying? You can follow me right now at YV Said What. That's YV. SAIDWUT, you know what I mean? And I spelled a what all the way out. So, and YV Said What, you know what I'm saying? I keep the Twitter shit popping all day long or whatnot. And, you know what I'm saying? I will give out the number, but I don't want everybody going crazy and like that. But, you know what I'm saying? But you can contact me like that, though, man. I ain't one of these Hollywood niggas that check the messages and then just put the phone down. You feel me? If you're talking about some business, like you're really trying to contact me, you need a CD, anything. You feel me? If you're stranded on the side of the road, call your boy, man. You feel me? I'm a real people person. I ain't no fake phony ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here for my people as well as myself. And, you know what I'm saying? Get out your boy, man. Get out your boy.
Well, that is what it definitely do. You know what I'm saying? Yes, make sure you check your boy out. And I know you have upcoming, like, shows and stuff that's cracking. What's popping January 25th?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying, from the Bay to L.A., from the L.A. to Bay, you know what I'm saying, we shooting out there to the Bay, me and my boy YBMF. Matter of fact, we're trying to get you out there forever. I ain't even talked about you. I ain't even talked to you about that, though. We want you to get up there. This is serious shit. We were just talking about this yesterday. Me and my boy YBMF, we want you to come up there and do that song you did at Rick Hard shit. Shout out to Rick Hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely. Much love,
you know,
and shout out to Rick Hard and this Smoke. You feel
this Smoke, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas is doing that shit and giving young people opportunities to get their music out there, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know who Rick Hard is, contact Rick Hard, man, and get up on one of these stages and promote yourself, man, if that's what you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? But definitely, shout out to Rick Hard. But we're doing the L.A. to the Bay thing, you know what I mean? We're going out there performing, then we're coming back with E-40 and the whole little clique, you know what I'm saying? We haven't got the full details of where it's going to be at, but like I said, stay tuned. Reverb Nation is going to be up. Follow me on Twitter. I'm going to put it on there. Follow the Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And I will have details on exactly where it's going to be at. But January 25th, man, YV, Young Venom, YBMF, you know what I'm saying, forever. We open up for E40, man. This shit ain't no game.
Hey, well, that's what it do. You know what I'm saying? You know my number, so let's get it in.
That's what I'm talking
about all day, every day. Well, you know, Venom, you know, the topic of the night, you know, I got to hit you with that question. And the topic is keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you agree? What is your views?
Keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. You know, that's funny. I hear a lot of people say that. I've always heard that. Keep your enemies closer than your friends. Me personally, I think that if you're my enemy, I need to keep you as far away from me as I can. You feel me? Because I can't concentrate and focus on what I'm trying to do in my life, in my career, in my craft, if I got an enemy next to me, because I'm focused on what you're doing, you feel me? So if I got you next to me, I can't really pay attention to what I'm doing, you feel me? If I'm worried about what you're doing, because you're my enemy, you feel me? I like to surround myself with people that I know is going to have my back, friends, and people that I can say I love, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I'd rather be around a bunch of people that got my back, you know what I mean? And I love a nigga. I can't be going nowhere with a group of enemies and some shit go down. Y'all gonna turn on me like the rest of the people. You feel me? So I never really understood why people said that, though. That's just my opinion, you know. But me personally, though, I'm gonna keep my friends around me. And if you my enemy, most likely I don't even fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk to you. I don't fuck with you. You ain't got no way of contacting me. And you shouldn't. You feel me? If we enemies, you don't need to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But on that part, I don't hate nobody, though. Don't get me wrong. You feel me? But like I said, if you my enemy, we don't fuck with each other, though. So that's how I do that shit right there. You feel me?
And yeah, that's my opinion. I definitely agree. I mean, I think you said it best. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why would you want to be around somebody who don't even fucking like you? You know, that person will be knowing everything you are doing and easier to attack. I don't know. It's a very, like, a contradicting kind of saying that a lot of people, you know, carry this saying around all the time. I keep my friends close, my enemies close. They're like, do you know exactly what you're saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you see the dynamics of what you're saying here?
Yeah,
that's why I felt like it was a good topic to put on the show. Like, come on now, people.
Absolutely.
Like, is that really what you should do? But yes, I think you said it well. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no better way.
That is an interesting topic, though, because I hear a lot of people say that, but I don't, like you said, I don't think they understand what they're saying, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it's interesting because when you talk about this stuff, you know, people give you different views and different, you know, ideas on things, and it's just be interesting to me because a lot of people do think that saying makes perfect sense.
And it really don't, in my eyes.
No,
you're going to surround yourself with somebody that don't like you, and as soon as you come up, they're going to be looking to stab you in the back. You know, they might know too much about you and you know, fuck you over. I done had experiences like that, you know what I'm saying? I done knew people for half my life, you know what I'm saying? The right opportunity came around, they stabbed me in the back, you feel me? And to this day, I no longer fuck with that person. That was like my best boy, you feel me? So I can't see how people can surround themselves with people that don't like them or enemies. I don't know. I can't do it. Person, why be?
It's weird.
Can't do it. So you already know, if I'm shouting you out right now, if I fucked with you, I fucked with you. You feel me? If I ain't shot you out, I ain't said your name, you know what it is. You feel me? Perfect topic right there.
Perfect. Well, that's what's that Venom. You know what I'm saying? My boy Young Venom is YV up in this motherfucking spaceship tonight, people. Y'all better tune in and better recognize. Real talk. You know, I just want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. You know what I'm saying? Taking the time out to, you know, share all your talents and to, you know, bless the folks with upcoming events and upcoming plans you got upcoming for 2012. You feel me?
Yeah. And once again, the pleasure was all mine. I thank you. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Forever for having me on the show. You feel me? And, getting in, you feel me? Without you, I probably wouldn't have reached the people that I'm reaching right now, you feel me? So please believe it. The opportunity is more than thankful. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? And keep on doing what you're doing because you're doing it quite well.
Good looking out.
Yeah, so I'm just about to play right now for the people. Put It Down by my boy Venom. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I put it down like it's too heavy for me. If y'all don't get that, man, get it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy Iceberg, you know what I'm saying? L.A.'s finest, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we in this motherfucker, man. Like I said, man, I'm running with that rare swag, and we in this bitch bare back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Iceberg. Shout out to everybody else on the shout it out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the radio show again. Big ups to Forever. And, yeah, we put it down like it's too heavy for me. This is for my females, too, to let you know. And that's what it is.
That's right. Keep up with your boy. You know what I'm saying? He got the Twitter down pack. He got the Facebook, YouTube, stuff on YouTube. Check it out. Time to Eat. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's time to do. You know what I'm saying? and it's going down just like that. That's what's up, my boy Ben, and thank you so much again, and you have safe and wonderful night.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, people, turn it up right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to bless you with that hit single, Put It Down, by my boy, yo boy, Young Venom, is YV Reverb Nation. Check him out, check him out. Let's
yes,
get
yes,
it
yes.
in. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go.
YV on it, nigga. Rolling in this motherfucker. Look,
stop, bitch.
I be in that center like Kareem.
Like Kareem.
She wake up wet and she think it was a dream. I swear I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. Heavy in the sheets, bitches know I am a beast. We start at one, then we don't finish till three. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me.
Bitches on the D-Zig, I'm feeling like the she's nick. Bad bitch going down, I call that shit a ski trip. Make that pussy drip drop, turn it over, flip flop. Pussy good, dick rock, and I lost time on my TikTok. All I do is beat her, send her home so you can eat her. Treat the pussy wrong, all you do is treat her. Never fall in love, even if she is a keeper. I just killed a pussy, aka Grim Reaper. Bitch like fucking with a paid nigga. Oh, you like sitting on chrome, bitch, aka Young Grave nigga. Oh, you ain't never seen a long dick. Put it down like it's too heavy for me. Bitches out there, stay ready for me. Think you can take this whole dick, cut that off, kill switch.
I be in that center like Kareem. She wake up wet and she think it was a dream. I swear I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. Heavy in the sheets, bitches know I am a beast. If we start at one, then we don't finish till three. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me.
About what you do, change my mood to do you wrong, like fuck you. I really mean that
man,
shit.
For real,
they need to come around like monthly rent.
Monthly rent.
Trying to catch my killers out and get rid of them
get
quick.
Rid of them.
I'm the type of chick, keep my mouth zipped. Take mental notes on them true ways. I gotta keep my guard up in the real way. And it ain't about
way.
Hey, hey, I gotta say.
Fuck.
And
yeah,
if you ain't ballin' like me,
I'm like,
these niggas wanna read me like a magazine, then interpret what they read. But you know that I gotta keep it clean. And when it's time on the digger lane, when it comes to a trick, I'm like, fuck you. I'm on the run, paper chasing.
Catch
the homies trying to stab me in my back like Jason.
Like Jason.
I got to get it in. I call it penetrate. The middle finger up, I'm like, fuck you.
All around the world, it's the same old shit.
Same old shit.
Everything was all good just a week ago. But I guess it's fuck
you.
So a nigga like fuck
you.
All around the world, it's the same old shit.
Same old shit.
Everything was all good just a week ago. So I guess it's fuck
you.
So a nigga like fuck
you. Many people in disguise
can't
be nice to be the cause of my demise.
My demise.
Cause everybody for themselves like,
I'm not to trust no one.
I'm not to trust
fuck
no one.
When you're brainwashed by the media,
bigger
the
issues
media
going on. Soon we have to fight like Libya.
Like
the government's like,
fuck you.
Slowly losing our rights, all these motives out of sight. Secrets buried, don't know. Give a little time and the skeletons show. Like a straight brother who's living down low, all flirting with a chick like,
with a chick like.
Everything that sparkles is not a diamond. Find a rhinestone in the rough, shining. Trying to be friends with me, I'm declining. Saying whatever's on my mind, signing.
All around the world, it's the same old shit.
Everything
was all good just a week ago. But I guess it's fuck
you.
So a nigga like fuck
you.
All around the world, it's the same old shit.
Same old shit.
Damn. Everything was all good just a week ago. So I guess it's
fuck you.
So a nigga like fuck
you.
All around the world, it's the same old shit. Everything was all good just a week ago. But I guess it's fuck you. So forever's like fuck you. Yes, yes, baby. Of course, that was moi. Forever, your girl with the hit single, Fuck You. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it goes right here on Forever Hot Topics. It's definitely mayhem tonight, folks. We get it in. I have my boy Venom up in the building. You know what I'm saying? And I got callers calling in. You feel me? So I want to introduce to everybody right now, you know what I'm saying, 323-422, what it do?
Yeah.
What's going on, baby?
Hello?
Pat?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have anything you'd like to say to Venom, Venom is on air. What's up, Venom?
What's up, Venom? What's going on, man? I like your music. I like what you're doing. It's positive. Keep it going, man. You already know I'm on your side, man. You know, you're making great music right now. You just got to keep hitting them with that West Coast shit, man. Don't stop, you know? That's what it is, man. I appreciate the support, man. Definitely, man. Go check man. Out that CD, too, on Reverb Nation, man. Go download as many as you can, man. Get one for your grandma, too. I like that song you just put on, though, man. I like that song you just put on, so... You know, definitely, I want to shout you out for that. And if I can, I like to go ahead and like promote my project real fast. That's okay with y'all. My name is Flat. Like I said, just be on the lookout for Street Motion and Street Life. But right now, you know what I'm saying, Venom. You know what I'm saying. Keep doing your thing. Go hard, go ham on it, man. And I like that song that they just played, man. That's a banger, man.
Put it down.
Good looking out, man. I appreciate that, man. Look out for us on that LA to the Bay thing too, man. She's gonna be out there with us, hopefully performing that song right there, man. So look out for us, man. All right, when's that coming out? That's the project. When's that coming out? We doing the show January 25th, man. Stay tuned. Look on the Facebook. I'm gonna have all the details and everything like that. All right, for sure, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Go hard, man. West all day. Good looking out, man. Much love, man. Absolutely, man. I have to come through and say what's up to my boy. Peace out, man. All right.
That's what it do. And you have a good night. That's what it do, my boy Venom. That's right.
Yeah. We in this motherfucker.
Man, all day. That's what it do. All righty. Well, enjoy the rest of the show because it's definitely going down on Mayhem Monday. Yes, folks. Don't sleep on my boy Venom. Check him out. All right. All right. So tonight's topic is keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. You know what I'm saying? And right now is my moment. And I'm going to explain my views on the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, that saying is popular, and I definitely understand, you know, the reason being, you know, but for the most part, I feel like that's a fake move. Like, I can't have nobody around me that I don't like. It's very uncomfortable, and it's unsettling. You know, if I don't like your ass, like, I don't want you nowhere around me. Like, it just, it's just like that. I mean, you know, and speaking of friends, like, you know, hey, that's enough in it itself. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you don't even know what friends you can trust or who you can't, who really hating, who just around because of what you could do, who's doing this, who's doing that. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just assume off top that everybody's a bad person. So, of course, you're going to have those that you call a friend until they reveal something else to you. So I feel like that's enough within itself to worry about, you know what I'm saying, in this short life that we have on this earth. I feel like it's too many opportunities and too many dreams out there that need to be reached to be focused on your enemies, like, you know what I'm saying, or even allowing your enemies to be focused on you, you know what I'm saying. But at the same time, I do believe in humbling yourself, and I do believe in squashing beef and not having a lot of enemies, because, you know, it depends on what degree. Like, everything has a degree. Everything has, like, you know, how far it can go and how low it could go. And you got some enemies out there that just don't like you because of their little personal reasons. Then you got enemies don't like you because what you did to one of their loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Then you got enemies out there don't like you because what hood you from or what you done said to the homie or some shit. And they want to peel your cap. Like, you know, it's just different types of enemies out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so it's best to just try to keep them enemies to a minimum. Like, I know the hot thing right now is everything that's bad that is good. Like, everything that's bad is good. But no, folks, like, that's how you get killed. Like, that's how your life ends up short on this earth. I feel like it's just best to just keep those enemies far away and try to keep as less enemies as possible. As far as haters are concerned, you're always going to have haters. You're always going to have people out there who was raised differently from you and have their own opinions on how this should be going on or how that should be going. You know what I'm saying? So a hater is going to be a hater all day. Like, you need those. That shows that you're doing something. You know, you're worth the topic. You're worth the talk about, even if it's bad or good. You know, the attention is still on you, especially being an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? It's always a positive light, whichever light is shown. You know what I'm saying? So for the most part, that's forever's moment. You know what I'm saying about the topic of the night? You know what I'm saying? And that topic is keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. That's something I don't agree with. I feel like you should keep your enemies far away, but keep watch. Like, don't ever sleep on nobody. You know, it's always some people out there that's capable. You know what I'm saying? So just keep your eyes open and worry about your money, worry about your success in life, and worry about your happiness, you know what I'm saying, the pursuit of it all, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it's about, you dig? If you want to share any of your views, if you want to talk to any of the guests that's on the show tonight, feel free to call in 310-861-2317. Yes, folks, it's definitely mayhem this Monday night, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy, Kid Bam, is up in the mother spaceship right here, right now. What's up, boy? How you feeling? How you feeling?
Hi, man. What's happening, world? What's happening? I'm feeling good. What's happening with you forever?
Man, I'm feeling so good, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so happy that you're here, you know, blessing us with your presence right here in the spaceship, causing mayhem in cyberspace. My boy, Kid Bam, what it do?
Shit, man, right now I'm just looking at ESPN, but I'm really watching the Saints game, smoking a bunch, you know what I'm saying, man, chilling, relaxing and shit like that, man.
Hey, and that sounds like the way to be on a cold-ass Monday night. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's the best place to be, like, all day. So, you know, I just want to, you know, tell the listeners, you know what I'm saying? I met my boy Bam out there doing his thing, his music thing, what he does best. Did some research on my boy, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing major things, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. And, you know, the purpose of the show is to have the upcoming artist that's out here with massive talent to be heard. So it's a wonderful pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier in the show, it's all about getting it in and supporting a friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely down with the West Coast movement because it's definitely moving. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely getting it in. Definitely. So right now, I just want you to tell the listeners, you know, who you are, you know, a little bit of history about yourself. The floor is yours.
Okay, that's easy. First of all, everybody, I'm Kid Bam. I'm from Hawthorne, California. I've been rapping for about 5 years, going on 6. I'm just a real cool dude. I do everything myself, from the mixing to the producing to the writing. If anybody need anything, from beats to mixing to mastering, holler at me. Man, I'm all about business. That's all I'm really into. Everything else is not important. I love money. I love my family. I love music. That's everything to me.
Well, that's what it do. That's right. I'm feeling that all the way, and definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Big time. So where are you from?
Man, I'm from Hawthorne, California. From the West
Hawthorne.
Coast.
My bad, keep it going. You know, I had to give it up. You know what I'm saying? Didn't mean to intimidate you right there. You know, I had to give it up. You know what I'm saying?
Hawthorne. Shout out to Eddie Raps from Hawthorne, Boy Breezy, everybody out there doing their thing, man. Shouts out to artists that's close to Hawthorne. Shout out to Flyboy ENT, most of all. Can't do shit without y'all. Sip the Great, Black, Savage, Ra, that's my nigga off top if you listening. What's up? Lola, she not even from Flyboy ENT. She from Trop ENT, but she go hard for Flyboy ENT. Shout out to Moms Off Top. She go hard for Flyboy ENT. Anybody that go hard for Flyboy ENT, shouts out to y'all.
Well, that's a definite right there. Flyboy ENT. Y'all better know about it. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just interested to know, you know, you're very talented, you're doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, what made you take that route? What made you want to become the person that you are today?
Man, I've been doing music forever, but I really just started actually taking it serious when I was in high school, you know what I'm saying? People were standing in this lunch line, battle rapping and stuff like that. Started out pre-battle rapping. I don't really like battle rapping, but that's what it was about at first. But then I start writing, and then that's when everything picked up and I actually discovered that I was fucking creative when it comes to words. So when it comes to fucking putting together sentences and shit like that in school, that's I ain't fucking with that, but tell me to write at 16, and I got you off top. But everything else, man, music is just something that I always been a part of. I was born listening to it. I was in the womb listening to it. Grew up to listening to Odies, Anita Baker, Temptations, Isley's, Marvin Gaye. I can go on and on. I listen to everything from reggae to rock to alternative to fist pump music, all that shit, man. It's just a part of me. Everything that I do is just part of music. I hear words, I hear music every day, all day, so that it's just there. It's not how I got started. It's just when I actually took it serious, it's like 2000. So
yeah, because it's definitely that time when they do hit you like a ball, like, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, like, you just know what you're here for, what you're destined to be and what you're destined to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? It hits you, and then you just take it seriously. And not only that, when you see that a lot of other people are taking you seriously, you know, when you see when you on stage or when you're playing your music or whatever and you're doing your thing and you're seeing how it, you know, how it affects others, you know, I'm sure that's, like, major.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely major, man. It's like something that, you say getting hit with a ball, I say getting a light bulb or a signal from God, because that's a blessing, especially
exactly.
When you feel like you know God put you on this earth for this reason right here, is to bless people with your talent. So I'm the type of person to say if you can do what you do for free, then you're meant to do it. If you have no problem working for free, that's your job. Do that. Take it seriously.
Or even paying your dues.
Exactly. You paying your dues, because eventually people are going to be lining up to come see you. The same people that came out that's paying that money for you right now that's going to be telling their friends, like, man, I was at his first couple shows when he was, you know what I'm saying, on the rise and this, that, and the third. They're going to remember you. Oh, shit. I look for longevity, not the right now, you know what I'm saying? All these right now rappers and shit like that looking for these one-hit wonder songs. So I'm not looking for all that. I'm looking to stay in the game, remember, like, Pac and Snoop and all the other West Coast rappers like Cube and shit like that, E-40, shouts out to him, all them, you know what I'm saying? All of them trying to stay in the game like that, fucking one-hit wonder. I'm trying to be in the game for a minute.
Yeah, and that's definitely what it's about, you know what I'm saying? Actually having a legacy and leaving one here, being a legendary motherfucker in the game. So,
exactly.
Hey, just keep it going because you're doing what you're doing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I was listening to some of your music, and I'm loving it. You're doing an excellent job. Keep up the good motherfucking work, you know what I'm saying, because you're doing excellent. I know you're promoting this single right now called Groupie. I'm definitely...
Yeah.
Feeling it. It's hot.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
It's very hot. Yes, and right now I would like to, you know, bless the listeners right now with that hit single, Groupie. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything you want to say about the single?
Man, Groupie, man, I was sitting up working on this beat, and I actually got one of my other producers to work with me on this beat. Shouts out to Ra, RMG Productions. You can find him on Facebook, Ra, RMG Productions. He worked on that beat with me, and it's a classic. We said we're going to turn it into something for a single, and this is what we came out with. And I just hope everybody that's listening like that shit.
Well, now is the mother time. You know what I'm saying? Right now, turn it up. Because I'm about to play your boy Kid Bam with his single right now that's circulating, Groupie.
Yeah.
Be my goofy baby, you can be my superstar. Cruising down the path,
You could be my groupie, my groupie. You could be my groupie, my groupie. Kid, damn. What you know about it? What you know about it?
K.I.D. and this bitch was happening forever.
Man, I am feeling so lovely listening to this hot-ass music right now. You know what? I must say, I got some taste. I got some taste. It's your girl over here bumping.
Yeah.
That's some good straight jerking, like, groupie, that shit is hot. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it all the way.
Okay.
Huh?
I said, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely you are doing your thing right now. You know what I'm saying? So I just want you right now to tell the people right now about your current projects that you got out, you know, Lockdown Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that?
Lockdown Volume 2 is actually one of my projects that I released a couple years back. That's one that, you know what I'm saying, is really just floating through the space. This is just a couple mm-hmm. songs that I put together, you know what I'm saying? But Lockdown Volume 3 and the upcoming mixtapes are the really important ones, you know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that really mean something to me, you know what I'm saying? Lockdown Volume 3 is a mixtape that I just really just took my time on, actually. The meaning of Lockdown is just closing myself in the studio and just going hard, you know what I'm saying, working, just working, and taking my time with songs, you know what I'm saying, actually making songs, not just making bullshit, you know what I'm saying, thinking that's going to sell, you know what I mean? That's the meaning of Lockdown. And then I just find it in my heart that I can't make songs for every, you know what I'm saying, body, but I got to make songs for the ladies as well. So, you know what I'm saying? So the ladies get a whole mixtape to themselves called Strictly for the Ladies. You know what I'm saying? It's,
there you go.
It's all about ladies, you know what I'm saying? The concept came about sitting down talking to my girl. She said, you gotta make songs that appeal to the ladies. I was like, you're right. So most of them appeal to her, so hopefully they appeal to everybody else. So,
man, and you hear that, folks? Man, I definitely got to point this out right now, you know, because you said something that's very touching to me as being an artist myself. It's very difficult in love land, you know what I'm saying? But when you got somebody that you love that's on your team, that got your back, that's giving you ideas from the opposite sex point of view, to make your music sell, to want nothing but the best for you, to support you, that is what it is. That is trophy number one on top shelf.
Top shelf.
So shout out to your girl for that one. Hello.
That's
yes, because she's spitting that real game, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
After Strictly for the Ladies, I'm trying to release mixtapes 3 months in a row. So I'm working hard. They're already complete. I'm just finishing up everything else as far as graphics and photos and trying to get videos done for them so I can have stuff to actually, you know what I'm saying, put out there to back the mixtape. But to let people know that I've really been in this motherfucker in here working, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not sitting on my ass playing a video game all day. I'm working too, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The next mixtape after Strictly for the Ladies is Fresh Out the Booth. That's just songs that just say, you know what, I'm going out tonight, I'm doing this. It's a lot of party songs, it's a lot of money songs, it's a lot of songs you can get up, go hustle to, everything, you know what I'm saying? Turn your swag on, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, whatever you want to call it, it's just get your grind on music. For that mixtape, Fresh Out the Booth, time to go get it.
Man, that's what it do. You got a lot to offer, you know what I'm saying? And the hard work will definitely, definitely pay off, and I'm sure you know that, and that's what's keeping you going, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of hot stuff that's coming out in a motherfucking bout. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let the people know straight up that you are definitely doing your thing. You're checking out your live shit, too. You're off the charts. So that's what it do. That's what it do. So right now, I want to play two blunts, and you're going to have to finish it for me. Go. Bam. Two blunts, two what?
Two blunts, two pills, two cups, and it's actually two pills, two blunts, two cups. My nigga,
hey.
I'm so my swag nigga, I was gonna fuck. My nigga, I'm gonna catch up. That's my
hey.
Shit.
That should be like,
yeah.
That's some turned up music for show, for show. That's some turned up music for show, for show. You know what I'm saying? Yes, people, the party is cracking right here. It's definitely, definitely mayhem right now this Monday with my boy Kid Bam in the motherfucking spaceship right now, blessing us tonight with all of this hot talent and hot information and upcoming things that is in store for you all. You know what I'm saying? So check it out right now. This hit single coming to you. Two pills, two bloods, two cuts.
Yeah.
Hey. So let's get it in. Turn it up.
Yeah. Flyboy ENT. I see you black. It's KID. Fuck it up, girl. You a bad bitch. Get a pussy wet, wet. I gotta have it. Yeah. All night long. Yeah. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah. Flame dunk on the shit like magic. Yeah. I'm a kid, baby. This my world. I'm going nitty in bitch like two squirrels. Yeah. Working legs from my neck like a set of pearls. Yeah. I had a pussy juicy wet like S curl. Yeah. OMG. I'm so drunk. Drunk. I stay high. Yeah. I stay stumped. Gun. Plus some pills. Pills. Back to punch. Yeah. Eat that pussy yeah. Like the front. Yeah. Do that shit like Bobby D. Playing with your cat, got my fingers all sticky. Shot, ooh, get nasty, baby, get sticky. Shot, word, shot, phone, shot, wet, shot, big high. Don't stop, stop, gon' do your thing. Got my hand to pussy up like some ocean strain. Shot, school girl, real good with the brain. It's the KID, we scream in my name. Yeah, pill, two blunt, two cups. My nigga, I'm so turned up. My swag make hoes wanna fuck. I'm gone, motherfucker, catch up.
First off, get a correct, I'm a fly boy, baby girl, and I ain't your pet. And don't forget the only reason that you're here, cause I was voted best album of the year. Let it be clear, I'm here to do damage, ain't stopping till I reach the top, big dog status. Yeah, that's my slogan, red and yellow diamonds, call that Hulk Hogan. I know y'all hoping, I know y'all want me to fall and break my shell like Humpty Dumpty. Nah, but it ain't gonna happen, I can see the stay focused and I keep on rapping. In all black men like I'm an assassin. Y'all talking back then, well, that was the past tense. School of hard knocks, I ain't never been absent. Stay getting money, nigga, look at the cash spent. That was last week, nigga, look at the cash spent. Fly boy, baby, put the West on the map, bitch. Always fly and I stay with the bad. I'm high all the time and I ball like the Mavericks.
Uh-huh. Two pills, two blunt, two cups. My nigga, I'm so turned up. My swag make hoes wanna fuck. I'm gone, motherfucker, catch up. Two pills, two blunt, two cups. My nigga, I'm so turned up. My swag make hoes wanna fuck. I'm gone, motherfucker, catch up. Two pills, two blunt, two cups. My nigga, I'm so turned up. My swag make hoes wanna fuck. I'm gone, motherfucker, catch up. Two pills, two blunt, two cups. My nigga, I'm so turned up.
Your body so enticed, yeah. Baby, bring the light, yeah. Now do you like that? Yeah. No pillow fight, I'm biting. Yeah, I'm the man around here, and you know that.
Know
to keep that smash like Kodak. Legs up, go deep when I'm in that. Gonna find that spot like a low jack. Mommy like the hood, cause her body stays banging. Pussy stays smoking like a pistol stay ranging. Can't ride the kid like a fucking Jeep Wrangler. I hang that pussy up like a fucking cocaine girl. You keep my mind blown like 6 feet. Girl, the way your body whine got me spinning around this room. I'ma puff, puff, pass, cause I know this ain't gon' last. Girl, this night is like a racket, cause you know I had a blast. Yeah, we blast off, girl, we blast off. We blast off, yeah, we blast off. We blast off, girl, we heading to the moon. And this shit is just a doom, so yeah. You know we blast off. We blast off, hope you got your jetpack. Yeah. Headed to euphoria, ain't no way we coming back. She always on my head, something like a fitted cap. Pussy so great, little mama, cause it's snapback.
Yeah.
She sparked my cigarette,
yeah.
She rolled my Mary Jane.
Yeah.
I'm out here getting mad,
yeah.
She doing just the same.
Huh.
She love my tattoo. I love her whole frame. I'm about to knock a wall, like a fucking crane.
You
got my mind blown like six. Girl, the way your body whine got me spinning around this room. I'ma puff, puff, pass, cause I know this ain't gon' last. Girl, this night is like a racket, cause you know I had a blast. Yeah, we blast off, girl, we blast off. We blast off, yeah, we blast off. We blast off, girl, we headed to the moon. And the ship is just a tune, so you know we blast off.
Can be my pimp, dog.
I wanna see you work. When I'm up in the wall, I make your body jerk. It's going down at night. Take off your mini skirt. And I ain't gotta lie, that pussy I'ma hurt. It's like I fly a plane, cause all she see is clouds. I'm like a private jet with no air miles. She can rock for free, cause I love her style. I'm like a sex junkie, fuck her, come down. You got my mind blown like tick, tick, boom. Girl, the way your body whine got me spinning around this room. I'ma puff, puff, pass, cause I know this ain't gon' last. Girl, this night is like a racket, cause you know I had a blast. Yeah. We blast off, girl, we blast off. We blast off, yeah, we blast off. We blast off, girl, we headed to the moon. And the ship is just a tune, so you know we blast off.
That's right, people. That's your boy. Kid Bam. You feel me? With the high single, Blast Off. You bag, you bag, you bag.
For the ladies. Yes.
For the ladies. That's right. That's right. That's some hot shit. I'm loving the beat. It's very exotic. It's just, it's too much. It's too much.
Thank you.
Definitely,
thank you,
definitely. Hot music. Hot music. You know what I'm saying? So right now, just tell the listeners how people can get in contact with you. How can people get your music? You know what I'm saying? All the little social networks that's out there right about now. You know what I'm saying? So do your thing. The floor is yours.
Let's start back from MySpace, everything. I really don't be on MySpace, but it's people, for the people who still be on MySpace, myspace.com/kidbam, youtube.com/MrKidBam, facebook.com/kidbam, what else? Let me see. Reverb Nation slash Kid Bam. What else? Interscope Digital Distribution, Flash, Kid Bam. What else? Oh my God, I got so much shit. You can hit my Gmail at kidbam88@gmail.com if you want to get beats or if you want to do any type of business as far as collaborations and projects, as far as mixing and mastering beats, anything that you want to feel that you want to collab on, just by what you hear, and I'm up for anything. Shit ain't a charity, though. That's first and foremost. So don't think you're going to call me and get something for free, because that's not how it works. What else? Where else can people find me? You can find me in the hood, grinding all day. No, just playing.
okay.
But, you know, that's pretty much it, man. You can find me in the studio if you know what studio I'm in. That's for everybody who do know me.
Hey, well, you heard it right here from the Kid Bam himself. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you had your pins and your pads out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's definitely what it do.
So, oh, yeah, man. That's definitely what it do.
Hey, you know, it's Forever Hot Topics. And I have to ask the topic question of the night. And that is keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you agree? Like, what is your views on the topic?
Keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. First of all, if you're an enemy, I don't like you. So your best bet is to stay away from me, even if, you know what I'm saying? But most of the people that you know envy you in some way, one way or another. So it's really no way to judge that, whether because the world is a love-hate thing. People love you and they hate you in 2 minutes or a day or so. So keeping your friends closer, your enemies closer. Your friend could be your enemy the next day, and they try and be your friend the day after that. So it all depends on who the friend is and who the enemy is at one point, you know what I'm saying? But keeping your friends close, the enemy close to the enemy, a true enemy, God's not going to give to me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
A true friend, God's going to bless me with in the end, you know what I'm saying? Because God always shows me the true colors of somebody. So it's not really a like or dislike. It's whatever God shows me with that one.
Yes, and especially if you're asking for that. You know what, a lot of people got to realize that God do answer prayers, and you do got to be careful what you ask for. If you're asking God to reveal those to you that's fake or of negativity to your life, and, you know, he'll do so. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it'd be those that you wouldn't even, you know, expect, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I was saying before in the show, it's already hard enough having friends and keeping up with that. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, people who say they're your friends, or you just never know. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely agree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big time.
Exactly.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Thank you for having me on the show. Can I give a final shout out once again to Flyboy ENT, Smooth, Acapella, Savage, Sip the Great Black, who was also heard on Two Pills, Two Blunts, Two Peps, which is found on YouTube, Reverb Nation, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. Oh, you can also find me on Twitter at KidBam, Kid_Bam. Forgot about that social network, too. shout out to my mom. I love her. Shout out to God, first and foremost, above everything and above all. If it wasn't for him, none of this would be possible. We couldn't do nothing without Christ Jesus in our life. Everybody who listening, remember that and take heed to that message when you go to sleep tonight, and thank him in the morning when you wake up.
All day. All day. Yes, people, that was your boy, Kid Bam. Yeah, I'm hearing it here live on Forever Hot Topics. And thank you so much for being a part of the show, you know what I'm saying, coming on here, doing your thing, blessing the listeners with everything that you have to offer. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to thank you for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity. I would like to thank you for having me on this show. Thanks all the listeners for tuning in and listening. Shout out Forever Hot Topic. Shout out for all shows. Catch up every Monday on live.
Trey Love Radio.
Trey Love Radio.
Booyah, let's go, baby. Let's get it in. Let's get it in. But definitely, definitely. All right, well, you know what? You have a safe night. And again, thank you. And of course, I have to play some more of this hot shit that you done blessed me with. You know what I'm saying? Let the listeners out there know that it is hot talent in the underground, and you definitely coming. The New West Movement is definitely movement. So let's get it in.
New West Movement, let's get it in.
All right. So you take care. You take care. And I holler.
You can take care too.
All right, all right. Yes, people, yes, people. It was definitely, definitely mayhem on this Monday night in cyberspace. I had my boy Venom in the spaceship, also Kid Bam in the spaceship, telling it like it is. And that's just what it do. You know what I'm saying? So check them out because they definitely hot and talented artists. You know what I'm saying? Don't miss out. My boys is available. You know what I'm saying? So check out their information, you know, because they definitely, definitely are there. Their music is there. You know, the show, check it out anytime. blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio forever. Hot topics. Yes, people, the topic for tonight was keeping your friends close and your enemies closer. A lot of people tonight, you know what I'm saying, disagree. And it's wonderful to see that a lot of people was on that level with the whole situation. You know, real recognize real, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody trying to have no fake, you know, person around you, you know what I'm saying? Somebody you got to worry about on your day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying? That's just not the business. And that's just what it is. So upcoming plans for 2012. Like I said before in the show, people, if you have any suggestions, if you have any ideas for Forever Hot Topic, new movement for 2012, go ahead and inbox your girl on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Forever the Realest, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the Realest, everything spelled appropriately, I-S-T at the end, no space. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it in. It takes all of us. You know what I'm saying? Jump in on my movement. Get it in. Support a friend. Time for the West Coast to just, you know, support one another, all artists, all producers, all, you know, let's start with self, you know what I'm saying? RIP to Michael Jackson, but it does start with the man in the mirror, you know what I'm saying? So change start with self. We got so much talent out here that's lurking on the West Coast, people, you know what I'm saying? And it's just high. It's too high for me. So check out your girl's show every Monday, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., you know what I'm saying? Playing that, you know, underground music. That's going to be overground and above and beyond. Many upcoming stars that's doing their thing the best way they know how. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely want to give much shout out to the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving the Lakers, you know, even though they disappointed me on Christmas. But it's all good. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy that they playing. I'm happy they're back in effect. You know, let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? Kobe, you doing your thing. Fuck all the rest. Do your thing. And everybody else. You feel me? You feel me? All right, so more to come for 2012. Yes, definite, definite shout out to Chip store. Yes, definite member right now, your girl Forever the Realest with Chipstar ENT. We're getting it in. I love you guys. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in 2012. We're starting off at Weber's, people, this Friday. Come out to the valley and party with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we're getting it in. For more information on the show at Weber's, holler at your girl on Facebook. Check out events. And we just going to get it in like that. If you want to perform, also hit your girl up. It's ladies' night to all my hardcore ladies out there that's repping that West Coast movement. If you're singing, rapping, dancing, I don't give a fuck. Doing what you do best, you know, holler at your girl Forever the Realest. You know what I'm saying? Also, check it out. You know what I'm saying? Big Wig is still coming to you. You know what I'm saying? Still got artists out and about doing their thing. You know, Trey Love coming out with his album soon. Check it out. Hot music to come. Trey Love ain't playing. And that's all I'm saying. He's doing his thing to the best of the ability. So check out my boy, too. He on Twitter. He on Facebook and et cetera, YouTube. My boy's a comedian. He's doing his thing. Check out upcoming events, upcoming shows that he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely time to get it in. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely important to me, folks, to hear your views and opinions on, you know, Forever Hot Topics. You know, share your ideas. Go ahead and inbox your girl. You know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely time to get it in. I just want to thank all the listeners to take their time out, you know, to listen to the show. All the people who keep their word coming on the show, you know, Venom, Kid Bam, amongst many more, you know, that your word is your everything. You're nothing without it. And, been a major blessing with sincere people that's all about, you know, promoting themselves and getting themselves out there, which is definitely important and definitely essential in the music business, you know what I'm saying? So, yes. You can also, you know, join your girl, keep up with things, you know, Twitter, at Forever323, F-A-E-V-E-R, 323, you know what I'm saying? Saying, keep up with stuff on that. You know, I'm about to get back on with the Twitter thing. You know, it's sometimes it becomes too much. You know, you got too many social networks, and one thing's popping over the next, and it's just too much to keep up with. But your girl's definitely making changes, new moves, new positions in 2012. You know, no time for play. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely about that time. Check out my album, Married to the Game, Part 1, will be out soon to you. You know what I'm saying? Major, major hot features on the mother. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. You definitely don't want to miss out on what's to come. Your girl Forever got so much in store. Things that I miss on tonight, don't trip. I'll pick it up next week. Or just keep up with your girl on Facebook. Befriend a friend. Let's get it in. Let's do it. With that new movement, you know what I'm saying? Because the West Coast is definitely here. You know what I'm saying? Doing it bigger than ever. You know what I'm saying? Just know that. So let's get it in. Support a friend. You know, holler at your girl. And let's do it like that. So I'm going to end the night show with some more of that Kid Bam. You know what I'm saying? I just can't get enough. You know, he got a lot of hot hits out here. You know what I'm saying? That's worth so much, you know, and much, much more to come. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep up with my boy Kid Bam because he's doing his thing. And that's just what it is. So I'm going ahead to play something else for the ladies, you know, because, yes, it is very important in me, myself, as you know, the most beautiful woman that I am. I definitely agree with always, fellas, put something out there for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. So turn it up because it's time to get it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Strictly for the ladies. Now I was chilling with the homies the other day, and I had to tell them about this little pretty thing that I seen walking down the street. Little mama fine, like great wine, on point like a nail when it's hammer time. Yeah, body thick, and I'm a medi pack. She a star player, like a running back. Every day she got a new smell. Some days she be ringing like a school bell. I be all up on that ass like a coattail. All she know is ball, she ain't heard a fail. When it's bedtime, I ain't talking sleep. She can ride a kid like I can ride a beat. Yeah, I'ma eat it up like it's lunch meat. By the way, I'm kid, bam, I know you heard of me.
On it. Hunting, 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 hunting,